The smell of cedar fills the carving shed in Saxman. Tourists chatter and snap pictures, watching and listening to master carver Nathan Jackson as he works his craft on a 25-foot log. In another part of the shed, behind closed doors, his son Jackson Paulus has spread out sketches of his own pole, being carved nearby. Both poles are being created for the Totem Pole Trail in Juneau, father working on one and son on the other, with apprentices helping out. Paulus' pole focuses on the Shongukati clan. The pole is taught by the figure of a thunderbird.
Another figure on another story on this pole is the House Lord from the Sun Crest. There were wars with the Tsimshian people. The Shongukati were decimated.
Bat tells the story of a mother and daughter who are the last of their clan. To save the clan, the mother marries the son. There's also a spirit bear on the pole.
Who led Kahati, Shongukati shaman and leader, down a glacier path during the Little Ice Age, which is like 1550 to 1900.
The lower figure on the pole takes inspiration from the history of a military leader named Frederick Schwatka, who led explorations into the Yukon area. Paulus says that the man did not pay a debt he owed, so the clan took his name in military uniform. Carving the pole isn't a job that's being taken lightly.
So the story is kind of given to the carvers, and in some cases it's more set, but a lot of times there's a lot of back and forth between the artist, the carvers, and the oral historians or caretakers of the culture to ensure that that is a piece of art ultimately that is respectful of both those aspirations.
Nathan Jackson's pole symbolizes the Wushkaton clan. The first figure on the pole is an eagle, and the second, a mountain. He says he wasn't quite sure at first why the mountain was to be on the pole, but he learned that the clan would put a pole in the ground over a cache of frozen meat.
And so that was the reason why they actually did a totem pole and put it right there to lay claim to that place where they put the meat, so nobody would bother it. And so it was a freezer.
Below the mountain is a shark. Jackson says he thought maybe it was a salmon shark, but it was actually a great white, said to have gone after people in canoes.
He ended up taking the big canoe and towing two small canoes. And the young fellows that were aboard the bigger canoe were crack shot with the bow and arrow. And so they ended up, as soon as the shark came up, did his number on the canoe, the small canoes, they got it.
Both Jackson's and his son's poles should be done by the end of the year. He says it's been easy working alongside his son. Working with Jackson and Paulus are three apprentices, Took, Christian Dalton, and Norman Natkong. Took has been carving for about 5 years. He is carving the bear's face on Paulus's pole.
Stephen and Nathan Jackson are like, you know, legendary, right? Like, it's an honor.
Norman Natkong used to do presentations at the carving shed and was a member of the Cape Fox Dancers. He didn't take too much interest in carving as a kid.
But as I got about 21, I took more interest, and I started doing little poles here with Nathan, and I've known Nathan my whole life. He comes over, watches the UFC fights and stuff.
He says Jackson asked him to be an apprentice on the pole, and he was surprised but agreed. He says it's been a once-in-a-lifetime chance. Natkong says it hasn't been easy to get where he is when it comes to carving. He says having an ability to draw and perfecting the various tools is key.
Just watching and, you know, I'm just trying to take it all in as much as I can.
Christian Dalton says working at the carving shed with the Jacksons is like coming full circle. Like Natkong, he used to give presentations at the shed and has known the pair his whole life.
It's been fun. It's something I always love to do, and it just doesn't feel like work, you know what I mean? You know how you wake up and you're excited to go to work? It's like that.
He's done some work with Paulus before and always came to Jackson for advice. Dalton says he thinks the Juneau Pole Trail is a great idea.
And I'm happy that, I guess you should say, that Indigenous people have been working so hard, not just at the totem pole aspect, like I said, but to restore culture.
He says he's inspired by all of Ketchikan's artists. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Reagan Miller.